Well, today we heard of the struggle of the Bangarang people in Shepparton, Victoria, that were having to keep their cultural centre open. The centre has a large collection of important Aboriginal artefacts from all around Australia. Following federal and state funding cuts earlier in the year, the centre was forced to close. This is Miranda Edwards from the Bangarang Cultural Centre on the ABC Today.
I haven't heard if we've been successful or not, but we feel that it's really important to get that funding to make sure that we can preserve the artwork, get curator in here to look at the artwork. We still have to find some money for operational costs, so that means that we don't have to rely on government funding. But in the meantime, you know, we have to have some kind of support to keep this amazing place open.
Federal and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion was there earlier in the year, I think in July, and they provided $50,000 to help get new funding proposals together. And I asked Kay Thompson, the Director of Community Services at Shepparton Council, how they were involved in helping to get Bangarang open again.
The Cultural Centre is actually a council-owned building. The Bangarang Group actually leased the building from us as a peppercorn rent. So we've been involved with the Bangarang keeping place for a very long time. So we've been working with Miranda and Clinton Edwards for a number of weeks now, well, actually months, to look at funding applications for them. So we certainly have a vested interest in making sure that the building is open and that people can come and visit the museum.
And what do you think's happened? I understand that federal funding didn't come through. Has there been some sort of disconnect? It sounds like that the federal minister wants it to go ahead.
Yes, I think we just need to put forward a robust application so that both the federal and state governments can see that there is a plan and that they have confidence that the plan will be put into place.
And I understand there's a lot of artefacts there. How important are they, and is it from the particular area, or is it even a greater field of that they've come from?
No, it's a large field. Yeah. Some of the collection is local, but a lot of the collection is sourced from Northern Australian communities.
But the building itself is not just about the artefacts in the museum. It's a cultural centre, isn't it? Other people use it for events and so forth, don't they?
The Bangarang community use it for cultural events.
Right. And yes. And so do people that are coming to Shepparton, do they come and see the centre if when it was operating in its full capacity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They could, through our visitor centre, they could pick up a brochure and go around to the centre and have a look at the collection.
So, you know, how in terms of the cultural landscape of Shepparton, how does it fit in?
Well, it's very important, and it's been around for a very long time, and the past representatives that put the collection together and that have nurtured the building over many years, they would still see it as really very important to anyone who comes to visit the Shepparton area. So we are continuing to support the Bangarang community to make sure that we can get the building back open and that the building can have some renovations. It has needed some maintenance for a little while, so we're really keen on that as well.
So will the council be paying for that side of it?
Well, that's all gone into the application, but we've supported the application.
Right, okay. So, look, it sounds like that now that the problem's been brought to the attention of local, state and federal government, that there is a lot of goodwill to get it together.
I think they all just need to be confident that the plan that's being put forward is a plan that's going to be good for the centre.
Right. And once that, if they all went through in the way that I guess we're all hoping that they do, is that going to be enough?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
You never know when you put forward funding applications whether you will get everything that you ask for or whether you'll get parts of it. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Kay Thompson, Director of Community at the Shepparton City Council there, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.